Here, he takes a look at the gluttons, for since he plans to criticize the fornicator again, and fornication comes from luxury and lack of moderation, he critiques this passion severely. It's not possible that he speaks this way about forbidden things, as they are not lawful, but of things that seem to be indifferent. To explain what I mean, it's lawful, he says, to eat and to drink, but it's not advisable to do so excessively. And so, his marvelous and unexpected argument style, which he often uses, he manages to bring it here as well, implying that the ability to do whatever we please isn't just unwise, but it also isn't an aspect of power, but of slavery.